Few Americans during his tenure knew that Greenspan had once been an outspoken advocate of the gold standard as the only monetary system that a free society should consider. Not long after my return to Congress in the election of 1996, I spoke with Greenspan at a special event that took place just before he was to speak in front of the House Banking Committee. At this event, congressmen had a chance to meet and have their picture taken with the Fed chairman. I decided to bring along my original copy of his 1966 article from the Objectivist newsletter called Gold and Economic Freedom, an outstanding piece in which he laid out the economic and moral case for a commodity-based monetary system as against the fiat paper system. He graciously agreed to sign it for me. As he was doing so, I asked if he wanted to write a disclaimer on the article. He replied good-naturedly that he had recently reread the piece and that he would not change a word of it. I found that fascinating. Could it be that, in his heart of hearts, Greenspan still believed in the bulletproof logic of that classic article? Shortly afterward, I decided, perhaps a bit mischievously, to bring up that article and the arguments raised in it during the subsequent Greenspan appearance before the committee. But the Federal Reserve chairman was less congenial when I raised the subject out in the open. He replied curtly that the article I was citing had been written 40 years earlier and that his views had changed since then. Greenspan's real views, however interesting as a piece of trivia, are ultimately unimportant. It is the system itself that matters. In the same way, it is absurd for the Fed chairman to come to Congress and complain that the real problems in the economy stem from deficit spending and that it is solely Congress and its recklessness with the budget that is at fault. That is not so. It is the entire system that is to blame. Congress could not get away with spending beyond our means year after year if we did not have a Federal Reserve system ready to finance it all by purchasing bonds with money it creates out of thin air. What the issue boils down to is, do we want a monetary system that politicians can manipulate to their advantage? Do we want them to have the ability to pay for all their extravagance by printing the money they need, thereby imposing a hidden tax on all Americans by eroding the value of our dollar? Gold cannot be mined as cheaply as Federal Reserve notes can be printed, nor can its supply be manipulated on a daily basis. There is a great dispersion of power in a gold standard system. That is the strength of the system, for it allows the people to check any monetary excesses of their rulers and does not allow the rulers to exploit the people by debasing the money. The gold standard has historically been a bulwark against inflation. It is politically manipulated money such as we have had since the 1930s that causes our inflation. That should not be unexpected or difficult to understand. The supply of gold is relatively fixed and grows only modestly. But in a free economy, capital investment leads to ever greater productivity and the ability to produce more and more goods over time. So with gold relatively stable on the one hand and the supply of goods growing by leaps and bounds on the other, the gold will tend to be worth more and more, and the prices of these goods will be lower and lower. History bears this out. An item that cost $100 in 1913, when the Federal Reserve Act was passed, would cost $2,014.81 in 2006. An item that cost $100 in 2006 would have cost $4.96 in 1913. As we can see, the dollar has lost nearly all its value since the Fed was established. Now, if the gold standard had brought about such an outcome, we would never hear the end of all the howls of outrage. But the Fed does it in utter silence. The Fed has managed to insulate itself from the kind of criticism that is normally directed at all other institutions that harm Americans. And in fact, the gold standard did no such thing. People's money increased in value under the gold standard. They were not looted by inflation. An item that cost $100 in 1820 would have cost only $63.02 in 1913. The Federal Reserve now no longer reports the figures on M3, the total money supply. Spokesmen claim that among the reasons for this change is that it costs too much money to gather these figures. This from an institution that creates however much money it wants is off the books and is never audited. To the contrary, the real reason we don't get these figures anymore, I am certain, is that they are too revealing. They tell us more about what the Fed has been up to and the damage it has been doing to our dollar than they care for us to know.